A bit of a surprise for some analysts since USDA Hogs and Pigs report many had expected farrowings to continue at a higher level over the rest of the year.
Obviously, the report is showing a different direction.
Agriculture Department livestock analyst Shale Shagamy says the hog and pig inventory is up 7% from this time a year ago. Market hogs up 8. Pig crop in the December through February quarter up 9%. But take a look at farrowing intentions. A few months ago, hog producers said that during the spring quarter, they intended to farrow up to 3.5% more hogs than the year before. Now, they're planning only a 2% increase. And for the summer quarter, intended farrowings are down 2% from a year earlier. Now, yes, hogs were bringing high prices for most of last year, but now
we've actually seen returns for producers go negative with the very sharp declines that we've seen in hog prices. So, again, despite the fact that we're looking at relatively cheap feed prices, producers are looking at that sharp decline in hog prices and scaling back their production plans moving forward.
Hog prices down from an average $76 a hundredweight last year down to about $46 currently. But also, Agriculture Department livestock analyst Shale Shagham says another problem is what's happening with U.S. pork exports.
The strength in the dollar has had a detrimental impact on our ability to export. That's resulted in likely declines in exports in 2015. So that puts more product on the market for the U.S. consumer, but doesn't help producers in the sense that it doesn't give them any support for higher prices.
Exports this year projected down by over 2%. Average hog prices projected to be more than 27% lower than last year. Producers are making moves to cut production, moves that could reverse the price declines eventually.
We'd be looking at probably some price strength in the contracts for early 2016, maybe some strength looking at late 2015 contracts as well.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.